With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An American industrial giant is being bought by a Japanese competitor. Nippon Steel, Japan's largest steelmaker, is purchasing United States Steel. This is an all-cash deal. It's valued at just shy of $15 billion. A shocker in Wilmington last night. A car plowed into a vehicle guarding President Biden's motorcade. The president and the first lady not harmed.
President Biden was leaving an event at his Wilmington, Delaware campaign headquarters just after 8 p.m. He stopped to answer questions from the press when a gray sedan struck a Secret Service vehicle that was blocking an intersection before his motorcade's departure.
Why are you losing to Trump in the polls?
The president peered down the block looking surprised before agents quickly ushered him into his waiting SUV. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, as Defense Secretary Austin visits Israel today, the Israel-Hamas hostage crisis drags on, along with the war in Gaza.
Hamas are still holding an estimated 129 captives, after most of the rest were freed in return for Israel's release of 240 Palestinian prisoners during a truce last month. Hamas says no more hostages will be released until the war ends. Israel's military says 126 of its soldiers have been killed in the Gaza offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reno, Nevada, the scene of the latest Trump campaign rally. Mr. Trump telling last night's crowd that if elected, he would order the mass deportation of illegal aliens. The former president refers to them as Biden illegal aliens, who, he says, are invading our country. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 70 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 21. This is SRN News. Battle lines being drawn in the Church of England.
The House of Bishops has approved blessing ceremonies for same-sex civil unions, but not all of its members are on board. Paul Williams, the Bishop of Southwell and Nottingham, is asking all priests in his diocese to refrain from using the blessings. Bishop Williams says the prayers are, quote, a departure from the clear teaching of the Church of England. Several other bishops are expected to follow suit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The big defense bill that passed Congress last week is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans to restrict sex change operations for service members. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, which allows reimbursement for travel expenses when a service member goes out of state to have an abortion. This is SRN News. Obesity said to be on the rise again among young American children.
The study published in today's journal Pediatrics looked at children ages 2 to 4 who were enrolled in the WIC program, which provides healthy foods to low-income families. Researchers say that in 2010, 2.1% of the children in the program were severely obese. 6 years later, the rate had dipped to 1.8%. But the latest study says that by 2020, the rate was up to 2%. The increase echoes other national data, which suggests that about 2.5% of all preschool-aged children were severely obese in 2020. I'm Donna Warder.
Allies of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are still trying to find him after he failed to appear in court a couple of weeks ago. There is speculation the 47-year-old politician is deliberately being hidden now that Vladimir Putin is running for re-election. SRNNews.com.